beginning of Daf Masechtas Makis Daf Tezbov, beginning of the basic Taisa Maslo, which really, according to many, is really one Divrei Maslo with the previous one. So the Gemara says, Midu Taima, okay, you're right, you have a question, but is Elo Rabbi Yechanan? Okay, the Ha'amalei Rabbi Yechanan Latana, he actually learns Bitlo Chayiv Le Bitlo Pater. And therefore, according to that, there's no difficulty. Now, so Taisa Mashma, it sounds like, Abel Rabbi Shim Ben Lakish, the Islu Kam Bele Kimu, less later it said the Bamid Vachazar Koi. He does not hold to that answer. So, this is like what Rashi addresses this question also, that, okay, doesn't darshan this drasha. Well, it's before Gershon to say all his days, it should be Lil Isha, Beloy Shalchenu. So, it's time you can say, wait, Lilki, you should get lashes, Gam Kir Ziva. Even if he take a look, he says, so then even if he remarries her, he should get lashes. It's not remedied. Shekid ma'aseh l'lav. Because the aseh is before the lav, the resh lakish, the less later drash, the mandal chazar koi. So it remains a lav shekod ma'aseh. So Pesach B'Kodesh, Rashi explains, yeah, the resh lakish actually holds lav shekod ma'aseh, but lav shenitik la'aseh, shoving them both the same. Vein like in the lav, you don't get lashes. Rather, you fulfill the aseh, miyad kishesir lebezin, lavzir, right when the court wants him to take her back. Says to cross resh lakish, but it's difficult to resh lakish. This really, because he holds lav shenitik la'aseh. Okay. A negative prohibition that can be remedied with the same lav shekod ma'aseh, and if the aseh comes before the lav shoven, they're the same. Tamei shebala mikdash masnitin. So the case of the Mishnah that talks about a tamei that comes with a mikdash. Am I lucky? Why is it get lashes? How they unitik laseh? When he can remedy with aseh, bikai ma'aseh, and he can fulfill that aseh because shazir lebezin latzis mina mikdash. When they want to leave the mikdash, given the isli lav shekod ma'aseh and lucky lav. What do you mean? You hold that even if the aseh comes first, you don't get lashes. If someone says we can say is the ma'ariz tamei shebas hearing laseh latzis, they want to leave, but oy mishalayatzah, and he says I'm not leaving. So may adlock the resh lakish. So according to resh lakish, you're right. You get lashes right away. The sabi heels kaimai b'le kaimai, and that's the category of le kaimai. That's what it's meaning to say. Mekain, if that's the case, so my parch le'el. So what's the gemara asking previously? Ksivu v'tanina. What do you mean? We learned like a birchanan in the Mishnah and also in the pasuk in our Mishnah tanina. And what was the raya from our Mishnah? Tomish abal mikdash to lucky. We see you get lashes. But my le'docha yisa. Why doesn't the gemara reject the raya and say the chinami lav shekamala say ain loiken? What do you mean? Even though, no, we could say not like Rabbi Yechon, Zegrish Lakish. Although generally you don't get lashes. Hachalaki, you get lashes. Kishmazim, Lebez, and Lotzes. When the court rules, like we just said, when the court tells him to go out, well, who I mashalay? It's and he says, I'm not leaving. The Hashem says, you could say, is the high time of the Parishna that we explained, Le Shaykh el Rish Lakish. That approach is only applicable to Rish Lakish. Something that he says, Kaiman, Bele Kaiman. But over here, the Maestro Tanina, we're saying we have a support from our Mishnah. I know, leave it to goes according to Rabbi Yechon. If you hold bitle bitle, then that's what our Mishnah is saying. If that's the case, so even when they warn to leave, and he doesn't leave, v'loy mechayev, and he's not going to be liable, keeping that in le bitle, because he didn't nullify it. It says Taisus, but v'deichiku hayteruza. But this answer is pushing it, and Lekach Pirat Rabbi Reb Shleima Mitzvayish. So he explains that actually not like Rashi. He explains it differently. He says Hanichel Mandam Abitloi. What the Gemara is saying Hanichel Mandam Abitloi is actually quite at Kavasa Del El. It's actually going to the Gemara's previous question. The Daik Misneiden the Gemara inferred from a Mishnah that Hamay Bala Mikdash. That when the tummy goes in the basement, there's a lav shekdim say that even though the essay is first, loikin, you get lashes. The e ain't loikin, because if you don't get lashes, the mishum shenitik lasei, because it's remedied with asei, as long as you didn't nullify it, chashem nitik, it's considered that you can remedy it, kol kama shabiyadi, that he still has the ability. If that's the case, kivin shem yirtza lotzei, so if he wants to, he can leave. Heich lucky, how is he getting lashes? Hala mishkachas, Bitli, you cannot have a case of bitli. Only according to one who holds that it depends on kiyum. Imkain, if that's the case, heich daik lav shekam alasei loikin the love. How you be medayik for this halacha? Kinami in loikin mishum the chashiv nitig lasei. Even if you're going to consider it that you don't get lashed because nitig lasei hacha loikin, he would get lashed in the mishkachas lekaimai because you could have that you didn't fulfill it. Because you said that you're not leaving, so that itself is the problem. And more of another point, says Tesis, that v'oid ra'il hai perusha, another proof for this interpretation, that, you know, Rashi's interpretation is difficult, is that must be the koi le'el that's going on previously, like we explained, because the ikir perusha kunchus, because it was going like Rashi appears that he's explained the koi omid v'chazar, that's going back on omid v'chazar. So kasha difficult because the keeping the kayyam of the shinan, since we dash him with kayyam of the kayyam of bam of the chazoy kai, im kem, that's the case, my parach, what's the gemara asking, l'man the makaymai, nehi de b'shar lav anitik lasei laki, although by other lav anitik lasei, you get lashes, b'shalei kaymai, when you don't fulfill it, because she's here, bezim, when the court warns him, kamakam hocha goli kra, but here the pasuk is revealing, the lelaka, they don't get lashes, because she'll like him when I'm filling, given that I'm in the chazok, because that's exactly what the pasuk is telling you. Me, Yerushalmi Tosfos, because he says, no, the limit is to abale ladif, and Mishalab, and the last say, Shabbat Shas, the Gemara didn't want to make it any better, Mishal, there shouldn't be kayyam, because you dash in kayyam, says, kachek, Shem Mashiach, Mari Sheyichia, that's how my Rebbe asked, Vatirits, and, and answered, and this requires further analysis. Next, it's about to begin the Gemara. But Mike Miflegate. So, what are we disagreeing about? Basra Safik. That's what the fundamental principle is. By the doubtful warning, Birchan Islay Shmas. Right, holds it is considered one of Mishlagish Islay. Allah Shmas. So that's not called as a Hasra. Which place it says Upirish. So what that means to say is Lekach Letan Mishlagish Bitlu Chayev. The Rishlokesh didn't say when you mavatli chav kagan shlokach em alabon b'shachta, that when you take the mother bird and you slaughter it, the loy-loki, that you don't get lashes, b'shem na'vasra safik, because it's a doubtful warning, b'shem lo yivat la'asei, and maybe you won't nullify v'asei, b'chol ha'aymis to le'bot la'asei pata, and as long as you were not mavat la'asei, you're going to be pata, but loy-loki, you won't get lashes, b'mishkach is la'asra zvandei, and when would you have a definite warning? Kagan she'isru by b'shosh mavatl, like if they warn them at the time that you're nullifying it. But here it's Rashi answers, no, you need to have asra. I mean, the question that's being asked is, what do you mean you could have asra zvada if you warned him before his mavatal the asay? That was Rashi's question. So Rashi answers, no, you need to have the warning at the time when he's violating the negative prohibition. Even when it depends on something else, like the one says, the kikaris of the loaves regarding the oath. That's why he couldn't say it. Benzer says, what am I going to say? That loy kaim shelua ha'aim. Jesus asks, it's still asroi safik. Because if he doesn't fulfill shelua ha'aim kishabez nesir loy, and the court warns him, look, he shouldn't get lashes, because when he's violating Asra Savik, it's still a doubtful warning. The Shem Yikai Masay, maybe he'll fulfill the Asay, and they'll send it away right after he takes it. No. But right now you're violating it. That's considered you're lacking in action. You're doing the action. It's a definite warning. If that's the case, we should say, you're not going to fulfill the Asay, imhu oisa. If he's going to do mashu eisa to what he's doing right now, shalei mishalcha, that he's not sending it. Even he's violating the prohibition. Vin mekayim say he's not fulfilling that say right now. This is what we say regarding the nazar that he was drinking wine. The loy al kolach, he's violating. He gets lashed on each and every one. The Gemara says later in the chafal of it's not a doubtful warning because from the shemi yishalom nazarasi, he might be asking to undo his neder of naziris. No, from the kibin shulaimed who ever because right now. He's violating Yeshlan Leimer. We should say Shem Oilam Yamit Kamishu Akshem. We'll say things will stay the same as they are. But Yeshlan Chacham Leimer will never ask a Chacham to undo it. Well, Kachloki and never gets lashes. Kol Kamad Leishal as long as he didn't ask to undo the neder. For Shabbat Havasra Zvadim, it is considered a definite warning. Hachanami Yeshlan Leimer. Here we say the same thing. Del Oilam Yikem I say he's not going to fulfill that positive command of Havasra Zvadim. It's considered a definite warning. He makes the malchus dependent on nullifying the pasuk mem. So it's still lacking in action. Because as long as he didn't do anything, but he didn't nullify anything, he shouldn't get lashes. But it says Rashi's interpretation hard to understand. Now the Gemara is not explaining the reason that. Why can't he say lekish lakish? The bade bitl bitl mistar betvei. Definitely bitl is more logical. But so therefore we only have to say for Rishlam Rishlakish. We didn't have to say Rabbi Yechon because Rabbi Yechon's reasoning is more logical.
Next it says Mata begins the Gemara. And the day passed, he didn't eat it. Because it's a doubtful warning. So it says, I'm going to say, according to what we explained previously, the like we say, okay, you know, things will stay the same as it is right now, over, and therefore, Lahav Asra Savik is not a doubtful warning. So why don't you say something over Savik? Yeah, Lahav Asra Savik is not considered as a doubtful warning. We assume that he's not going to eat, as he's not eating right now. Hashem says, no, Mikamakam Ein Mishchai Badain Samach Lasra. That no, because he's not liable adain samach lasra laver the dafka be nazar shoshal siyain by the nazar drinking wine miad right away but even he's violating I mean so we say the eshel lema we could say shal initial he's not going to undo it kasha in the initial actually he's not doing it undoing right now but here person not violating the lava until the end of the day so he didn't even do anything. So then we're not assuming that that's going to be a definite as it is right now. In contrast, over there, where he's, we're warning him, and he is drinking, so we assume he's going to continue doing the wrong thing that he already did.